Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Geo Bravs. Hi, I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. How's it going, baby?
It's going well. I just want to give a little disclaimer that the construction crew next door is going full force today. So if you hear any thumping or just loud noises, just pretend it's the sound of Austin's tongue wagging out of his mouth, not wood being hammered together.
Oh, good, Austin. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of rage today because Austin's on the show. So prep yourself. So prep yourselves, everybody.
It's rage-filled.
We are still on tour. We are about to go to some really fun places, okay? And be careful because here's the announcement, so don't miss it. Because we're announcing our shows that we're going to do at these places. So on March 17th, we're going to be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. And we are going to be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey in Philly. And then the next night, Washington, D.C., March 18th, we're going to be at the Lincoln Theater recapping Real Housewives of OC. I have DC written down. That would have been kind of crazy.
That would have been funny.
And then in DC, Washington, DC, the next night, March 18th, we're going to be doing Summer House, this very show.
Wait. You misspoke. You got tangled up there a little bit. Sorry.
Pittsburgh. In DC, we're doing OC. In Pittsburgh, we're doing Summer House.
Yeah, because we haven't done a live Summer House all season.
I know. And sorry for the mess up. I've even got this stuff written down in front of my face. And it's still just read whatever the hell I want to in my brain. So that's what's happening.
You look great, by the way. Don't worry about it.
You look great. So we're super excited to see you guys. Philadelphia, Washington, Pittsburgh. Then after that, like a week later, we're going to Denver, San Francisco, and Detroit, Columbus, Cleveland, and then we're ending with a three-city Texas tour, Houston, Dallas, and Austin at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival here in Austin. So go get your tickets. And thank you for everybody who's come out. We are loving doing it. There's tons of recaps that we're just, you know, pooping out, basically. And we're having so much fun doing it and trying to keep up with Bravo. Thanks for joining us on Take a Seat over on Spotify Green Room, our Monday night live show. We talked about Candy and the Gang last night and a bunch of other fun gossip. You can always catch that on Spotify. Just search Take a Seat. And don't forget Crappens merch, darling. We've got lovely merch.
Yeah, it is actually very lovely. I've been wearing it all week. And I'm sad. I got to my last piece and just put it in the laundry. So that's my interesting story to start the show.
Yeah, you get that at crappensmerch.com. So let's go over to the Hamptons for Summer House.
Yes. Such a good episode. I love this episode. So good. Now, our friends at Two Judgy Girls pointed out something very important, a little controversy, which is that in this episode, this was Lindsay's birthday episode, and they're like, oh, Alex isn't coming out this weekend. But then behind the scenes, there's photos of Alex at the party. So what gives? And then Lindsay commented and was like, the birthday party's not over yet. So, I mean, it's already so many question marks.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I didn't even notice until I saw somebody post a meme that was like, where's Alex? And sorry, Alex, no offense, but I mean, no seriously. Offense. So I didn't really notice, but there was a blind item that people think was about Summer House. I think it was on Bravo and Cocktails. Sorry if I got that wrong. But it seemed to be about Summer House. It said something like this two-season cast member was just let go because of sexual harassment.
Two-season,
and so everybody's
though.
Like, who would that be? And so he's not two-season. And, I mean, who could even guess, really? Andrea? Would it be Andrea? I mean, I don't know. And I don't even know if it's about Summer House. And that's what blind items do to you, okay? They fuck up. They fuck with their head.
Has there been anyone who's been on... Who came on last season? I don't remember. I don't remember last season anymore.
I don't know, but Alex is so lame that I literally thought, was he on last season? Like, I had to think about it. Like, is he on this season? I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes I get my seasons of Summer House mixed up with my packages of ground turkey. So I'm like, is he on his second season or his second package of ground turkey? It's hard to remember.
We open up where we ended last time. Kyle at his big birthday party in the city where he's wasted already and gets up and gives a big speech to everybody. Like, there's been a lot of opinions about me and Amanda. And at this point, I don't need the peanut gallery. And that's where we open.
Which receives a good old fashioned Kyle from Amanda.
I mean, people rallying and not questioning. And she's like, oh my God, this is fucking awkward, Kyle. And then she walks off the stage and pushes herself through the crowd, which is like more 10 awkward. Times as awkward. So it's like you two just get off on who can make things the most awkward in public. You know, you have like an awkward off. It's weird. It's a weird, it's really a weird do. Kick. What do you call that?
Kink. Where
you,
it's a kink. Weird kink. Yeah.
It's a weird kink you two have at this point.
Awkward kink. Yeah. And Amanda's like, dude, what the fuck was that? It's so fucking weird. And Kyle's like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So then Lindsay comes up to him and is like, it's your birthday. Relax, okay?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if Lindsay remembers that advice since her birthday is this episode. Let's see how much Lindsay relaxes on her birthday.
Nothing, by the way, nothing will like soothe the soul than like Lindsay clasping your cheeks and being right in your face and being like, relax, relax.
Amanda goes up to Maya and she's like, oh my God, I'm just like supposed to stand there for that, Kyle? Awkward. And Maya's like, you handled that with so much poise. When you stormed off the stage and through the crowd. Great work.
And then Kyle's like, she huffs and puffs off. Like, that's super awkward. Like, I'll say what I want to say on my birthday. You know, that's called a huff off, Kyle. That's huff off. Hi, it's Margaret. It's Margaret from across the river. Okay, you just had a huff off.
Huff huff give, Kyle. All right, huff huff give.
Are you smoking? Are you snorting some white out? We call that huffing. Okay.
And so Amanda comes up to him and she's like, that was super passive aggressive, Kyle. Well, your wedding party shouldn't be telling us to postpone the wedding. But they weren't. They weren't even saying that, Kyle. That's just weird. They were saying I shouldn't marry you in the first place.
Don't call off. They're saying don't plan. So
they're not saying call off. They're saying you shouldn't have started this shit in the first place.
Yes. So Kyle's like, I'm just literally trying to speak my mind amongst friends. I'm like, Kyle, it was a toast. That is, toasts are not moments where you're like sharing, you know, like the status of your mind and like vis-a-vis a wedding. Toast is when you just say something bullshitty and you just are like, thanks for coming.
We've already got one Dorinda Medley, sir. Okay? You are no replacement.
Actually, I would not mind watching them both give a mutual toast. Just a rambling drunk toast. It'd be just amazing.
Yeah. So he walks off angrily, but it's just a pee, you know, because they're in the city now, so he can't just whip it out and just start peeing on something, you know,
no.
Like he's used to.
I mean, he could.
So he has to go find a bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, he could.
Well, he could. Just... It is New York.
Yeah. Yeah. So Amanda's like, we literally just talked about this today in therapy, Kyle. And he's like, well, thanks for nothing, complicated life. And he's so, yeah, he's walked away. I think you said that. And Amanda is like, I don't know why he does this. Like, I mean, I don't even know what to say anymore at this point. Like, the two of them are so, are just like you said, they are just engaged in a constant awkward off.
Yep. So then, speaking of awkward, we go over to Andrea and Paige. So he's like, who's your date for the wedding?
Yeah. And she's like, I don't know. I mean, it's in a month. And and he's like, he's basically like trying to flirt with her. And she's like, well, do you actually want to take me out on a date? He's like,
maybe I do, little one. I'll get you little tiny box. I'll put you in little box, enclosed box, and put you in my pocket, and we'll travel the world together on a big romantic date, little tiny girl.
But I think it would be rude to go on a date with you, because I'm still seeing Craig.
And he tells us, this is not going anywhere. I have lots of love to give. So now I can move on and find the right girl for me. I hope she does not like buttons.
Or if she does like buttons, I hope she doesn't mind sitting in the button. I want her to be very small, very, very small.
So Maya sees Kyle, you know, furiously pacing around.
Yeah.
Allegedly looking for a bathroom. And she's like, hey, look, I didn't want you to think we were talking badly about you or your relationship. I mean, yeah, you were. especially you. You were the one who was crying a couple of weeks ago, like, I have been through this exact same thing. Run!
I was Run never like happier when. Than when I left Kwame. Escape!
So Kyle's like, but there was an hour-long conversation about calling off the wedding. And she's like, no, it's like the conversation was like, are you good? Are you happy? What do you need to be happy? Have you considered leaving Kyle? Oh, yeah, that last part, I see what you're saying.
I've literally been where you are right now. And I've felt the heartache you felt. Like, okay, well, not in your position, but I've literally left you already. So you need to practice somebody leaving you. I'm always here.
I know what it's like to just like wait and wait and wait for things to get better, but it just never comes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the cookies I owe Ronnie Karam. Sorry about that. Have your cookies arrived yet, Ronnie?
They have not. I looked it up and it looks like she had some kind of technical glitch with the company. Oh. I don't know. Guess what I have? A cookie glitch. Okay. Need my fucking cookies.
Is the
I'm
glitch
calmer
that she...
about it this
Is
week.
Is the glitch that she took your cookies, took your payment and didn't make you cookies? Is that the glitch?
That's the glitch. Also, I feel it's teaching me something, you know? It's like teaching me discipline, because you can't always... Instant gratification, right? You can't always get what you want right when you want it, and I'm still a toddler in that way. Now, it's been officially a month, actually. I ordered them on February 8th, so it's been officially a month, but, you know, if I could learn to do this with all kinds of food, I'd be set. So maybe, you know, maybe after all of this, I'm going to be thin. Maybe it's going to teach me, like, life lessons.
Well, you know, Ronnie, there's a global shipping crisis right now. So, you know, it's possible your cookies are just stuck at the port of Long Beach, just waiting in a crate somewhere. So, apologies.
Well, as long as it gets here when McCoke does, we're fine. I'm just kidding. I quit that. Not cookies. Just cut. Kyle's like, yeah, you're probably the only one by that pool, Maya, who could like understand what I'm going through. Like, I don't mind, you know, saying get better, but I don't like saying call it off. I mean, just call it off. Who says that? Why did everybody say that?
Well, that wasn't the suggestion that anyone said. We just want you to feel supported. And, you know, now, like, you know, like, I'm here to tell you that you should call this off. Okay, so let's hug.
So Sierra and Amanda are eating oysters, and Amanda's like, oh my god, oysters, not Kyle. Are we on a date right now?
And then Everett's talking to Lindsay. He's like, whoa, by the time it comes to the wedding, I'll be engaged. It'll be crazy. She's like, oh my god, look at us all grown up. Well, actually, I kind of went the other direction because I'm like 28 now. Oh.
If she says yes, wow, it's going to be a hot and balmy day in the backyard of a parent's house. I'm going to be wearing a suit with pants that are too short for me. My ankles are going to be showing. And shoes that have just been shined, even though I just stepped in dog shit. Because the wedding is in someone's backyard.
And I'm going to get down on one knee. And I'm going to tell this girl, take this ring. And then I'll hand her a grenade. And she'll say, that's not the right type of ring that I want. But it'll be too late. She will have taken the ring. So then I throw the grenade. And it's going to land in the tent. I'll have to say, Kyle. Kyle, everyone get out of the tent. You got 10 seconds, but it'll be too late.
And as arms of bridesmaids and groomsmen fly all around us, landing right next to us, I'll look into her eyes and know this is the woman I'm going to spend the rest of this war with.
I love you, lady in my life, whatever your name is.
So Kyle comes up to Sierra and Paige and Amanda, and he's like,
okay, I was talking to Maya, and I know it might have felt like directed, but like, I just want you to know, like, you know, we're not perfect, guys, okay, but we are fully committed, and I understand some things I say might be aggressive in the moment, but,
He's so out of it. His eyes are like little pinholes, and he's just wasted, and he doesn't even remember what's going on anymore.
Also, like, not what I would, like, if I want to hear, like, reassurances that this relationship is on solid ground, I want to hear, we're not perfect, but we are deeply in love. Not, we're not perfect, but we're committed. Like, we're not perfect, but we made a deposit. We're not perfect, but we rented a tent. So, so we're going to move forward.
Yeah, pretty much. And Sierra's like, we'll just punch you in the dick next time, all right? We're just going to punch you in the dick next time. And Amanda says, I love you, and I'm excited for our wedding. I mean, you could handle things differently. Don't start you, okay? This is an apology, at least a try of an apology, an attempt.
Don't start you.
End it.
Yeah, let's just end true. It. Yeah, Paige is like, we love you. You're just like a small baby.
Oh, did somebody talk about a very small thing like a teeny tiny baby? Teeny tiny baby, as big as a thumbnail.
So, guys, song. New song alert.
Great song.
Catch me in the city, catch a ditty with my friends. Got the juice, got the sauce, got the work. I'm a boss.
Oh, man. House of Diddy. I love that House of Diddy made it in as a lyric there. That's like really, I love a good name check. I was like, it was almost a diss track. I was like, Trixie, you were so close to having your first diss track, but she didn't quite make it.
Catch me in the city. Catch a ditty with my friends.
I did what you normally do. I did the closed caption on this one, and it said House of Diddy. It said, catch me in the city, House of Diddy. With my friends.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
You would think catch a ditty, like a song, like catch a ditty, right? But it's actually saying,
I thought it was like some 1920s lyrics, like catch me in the city, catch a ditty. Catch me in the city, catch a ditty.
But then it like pivots to like a very condiment forward section where it's like bottles are popping, got the juice, got the sauce. Got some bread, making a sandwich, gonna have a salad on the side. I'll have a medium-sized drink.
Got my juice, got my sauce. Ma'am, this is a Chick-fil-A.
House of Diddy, yes! House of Diddy!
It's House of Chicken, actually. No, it's not!
So this leads to Craig and Paige in bed. She's in bed, and he's in a towel putting on his shorts. Like, hey, score. Just scored. Yeah!
And she's like, do you love being in the city? And he's like, for a little bit, I don't want to leave, but I have a golf tournament. So the story is that Paige had sent Craig a text message being like, hey, if we're not on the same page, pun intended, consider me out, okay? And so when she sent that, Craig hopped on a plane to hang out with her and have sex under a sign that says front page news.
And then she flicks her hair at us like, yeah, nailed it. Yeah. And it makes me feel like when you take a kid to a carnival and they're so excited to win that big bear and you're just looking at it like, you poor thing. That fucking bear is going to fall apart in 2 seconds. Like, yeah, that's a piece of shit you just won. Okay, congratulations, child.
It's like her little claw thing in the machine finally got Craig, and you're like, oh, all that work, but for what? For what?
Yeah. How much money was spent to win this? You know, it's like a half-opened beef jerky you find on the train floor, you know?
So Craig is like, it's very cozy here. I feel comfortable here. Like, there are times I'm in the city and I feel trapped, but it's really perfect here. Hey, have you considered demolishing your wall with a butter knife? It's really fun.
Well, I like that recently we've been out and it's like time for couch stuff, you know? Like, I like how we say that to each other. And he's like, yeah. And you're like, what is couch time? And I'm like, honestly, sweetie, like, we're going to make snacks and watch TV and stuff, sweetie.
Couch time. Hashtag couch time. So Paige is like, I hate bringing this stuff up because I'm like not the type of girl to ask like, what are we? Because like, that's so loserish. Like, that's so Kristen Cavallari. Am I right? But obviously we're hanging out more and I love what we're doing. And like, I'm not putting you on the spot or anything. So I'm just going to just let you finish the rest of this thought because I don't want to be a loser and actually articulate it.
Oh, well, I was just trying to read that sign up there and thinking how it would fit on a pillow. I mean... So, like, obviously, we're going to get mad, like, if the other person sees someone, but, like, sweetie, like, I don't think we should make it official, because, like, that would put stress on it, and it wouldn't last, so.
Oh, good. That sounds like the foundation of a great relationship. I love what you're thinking, Craig.
I know Paige's face, because she's eating her hair. She's doing that, like, I'm just a girl who's nervous. I'm going to eat my hair. She's expecting him. I mean, like, they just got in a fight because she was... kissing somebody else or whatever. So she got him to fly all the way there. I think she's expecting him to be like, it's official. I can't live without you. But instead he's like, nah, let's just keep it the same. I'm not committing to shit.
Because the stress is going to be too much and we wind up breaking up. And he's like, at this moment, my arc of relationship is we just end up hanging out more and more and more. And then it would just get to the point where it'd be inappropriate to hook up with other people. I think Paige is like, yeah, so I'm at the top of that arc right now. So I guess how much hair do I have to eat before you realize what I'm alluding to?
Yeah, she's like, okay, I feel that way too.
Oh gosh, that is not how you feel. So you see going through her mind, she's like, oh my God, how much more do I have to pretend that Andrea is charming and not completely slimy? Like, how much longer?
Also, why would she be a loser for wanting to like, get some clarity on where they stand? There's nothing loserish about that. I feel like that's the thing. Maybe that's part of getting older, is that you just appreciate, like, hey, I feel this way. What do you feel like? Okay, great. Let's move on, or let's move forward, right? But I guess maybe when you're younger, you're like, oh my God, I don't like them. I don't make it awkward and strange, you know?
Well, she doesn't think it's that. I mean, if she was talking to the other girls, she wouldn't say that. She's just saying that to him because he's the guy. So you're like,
I don't want to make you, like, feel like I, like, want you because that's, like, I mean.
You don't ever want to seem like a naggy bee. And this goes for men or women, like, when you're dating somebody, you know? Like, I never want to seem like a naggy bitch. It's not until you're actually with me that I can become the naggy bitch. Yeah. Like, I have to make sure you're going to be there for me to be a naggy bitch, too. You know what
Well, that's why, in a weird way, I appreciated Mackenzie later this episode, because she is a naggy bee, as evidenced on Love Island USA. But I appreciated that she already sort of established her parameters, like, by shading Carl for his breath, which we'll get into later, because that was her way of being like, guess what? I am going to be a naggy bee to you, and this is your first taste of it. No pun intended. So enjoy it. She's like, okay. Like, she's setting the stage.
Yeah. So they both agree that they like where they are. And he's like,
but, I mean, come on. Like, as long as you tell me that, like, you prefer me over anyone else, that's all that matters to me, sweetie.
As long as you like me more than anyone else, as long as you like me exclusively more than anyone else.
So does that make us
non-exclusive? That's right. But I want you to exclusively only kiss me. But we're non-exclusive.
Yeah, I was noticing when he was in his towel and he turned around that he's getting kind of like the little balding spot at the top. And I was just thinking, give that 6 more months. He'll be ready to commit. Fucking men. You know, fucking men. Look when Shep learned how to commit. You know, it was when the other younger guys came and he wasn't, Shep wasn't getting as much in the bars. And he was like, all right, you know what? I'm done. Time to settle.
You got to know when to retire. I mean, like Tom Brady retired, for crying out loud. So,
I don't even watch sports. Do not put Shep in the Brady category, sir. Even I know that's just wrong.
I apologize. So now we're driving to, time to go out to the Hamptons. They're driving and Lindsay's driving with Danielle, and they're in like super Danielle and Lindsay mode, where Lindsay's like, it's my birthday, and Danielle is like, tomorrow's gonna be crazy. Like, I feel like they're like in a commercial for like bubblegum or something. Like, they're so extra.
Yeah, they're doing the most fun girls ever, and Lindsay's like, listen, I planned it the whole month for this party. I mean, we've got booze,
we've got costumes,
Austin's coming into town.
I love Austin. You know, I've always loved Austin. You know, I've always loved Austin.
Guys, you know, it's illegal to be totally geeked out of your mind while you drive, too. It's not just alcohol. I mean, jeez.
I was just waiting for Lindsay to be like, I just hope that my diarrhea doesn't come back.
Oh, well, you got to try Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, what's that?
It's this great product that soothes your stomach and all sorts of symptoms.
Great. Now I can enjoy my birthday. Thanks, Pepto.
Might cause leaky brain. Heart's rule.
Danielle just starts speeding through all of the warnings at the end.
I like how I upgraded them from a bubblegum commercial to Pepto-Bismol. I was like, wait, that's more appropriate. That's what it is.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crappin'.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
It's commercial.
So Sierra, Paige, and Maya are in their car, and I don't like that Maya always has to sit in the back. That sucks. Like, trade off. Like, what the hell? So Sierra's like, dude, I'm on my period. I'm, like, bloated as fuck, and I have to, like, walk into this house right now with Austin being there.
Like, literally the human manifestation of bloat is Austin. Like, you'll be fine.
You will never have to worry about being around a Southern Charm guy and being bloated. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. So Maya's like, you're not bloated. And Paige is like, are you nervous or are you excited? And Sierra hasn't seen him in 3 months. So she's like, she doesn't know how to feel. But there's she's really nervous about the dynamic between Sierra. Her dynamic between like Lindsay and Austin and all that whole situation.
Right. Because, like, it's good now, but, like, it's her birthday, and you're, like, the birthday queen. So, like, do I have to, like, do this energy with you? And Paige is like, ooh, because Sierra knows what's about to happen, right?
Yeah.
And it's so much worse than she could even think it's going to be.
It really is. And you know that, like, Lindsay's birthday is not just a day. It's going to be the next 3 weeks. Like, oh, my God, I was still on my birthday 3 weeks? So it's going to be ongoing.
Do you remember my sandwich vision?
Like, so that's going to be her speech at the fucking wedding. Like, you two are so great together. I noticed it at my sandwich station at my birthday party.
I just, like, can't imagine a better way to celebrate my birthday than, like, being here with you guys getting married in September. So Sierra is saying how Lindsay's been parading around that Austin's been coming in for her birthday, like, for my birthday for weeks. And Sierra's like, well, you know, I'm just not over Austin. I'm not sure where we are, but I'm just excited to see him. Sierra, I'll tell you where you are in a world of, like, I don't know, like, low self-esteem or gaslit or daddy issues that are sending you towards Austin. Please, like, fix this. You were so, so much better. No, don't waste your pretty on him.
Yep. It's sad. And it you're quickly approaching dead to me territory. I'm just going to put that out there. Okay. So Danielle and Lindsay, back in their car, Danielle's asking if she's on good terms with Austin. And she's like, well, like, I put our friendship on ice after Vermont. And then he was, like, texting me, like, a million times. And I just, like, ignored his texts and his calls. And then, like, a month later, I was like, listen, we've worked on this friendship for, like, 3 years. And you cater to this girl
that you just met.
And that's not fair that you cater to her, because I was the one who first wore catering outfit on the show. Remember? At the Send It Cafe.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah, that whole argument, how many sandwiches have you made me, was when she was dressed like a caterer. So Lindsay's like, yeah, he was like, I'm so sorry, it will never happen again, which means it's Austin, so it's totally going to happen again, you know?
Yes. Yep. And she just smiles crazily. And this is so sad, because no matter what they want to make you think on Summer House, for those of you who didn't watch Winter House, it was pathetic. Okay, it was fucking pathetic. And Austin led her on, you know, as we see in this episode, he does his Austin thing. But he was totally shitty to Lindsay, and she just hung on the whole season and then just started fucking somebody to make him jealous. And it was sad. Okay, it was sad and desperate. And now it's, like, going to be a desperation, my eggs are 28 years old birthday. You know,
it's true.
Here we go. It's classic Lindsay.
And Austin was also shitty to Sierra. Don't forget. I mean, who could ever forget? So they are arriving.
And don't forget, Austin was also shitty to me, okay?
But she rebounded well. I'm happy for Madison. Well, I don't know. We don't know if this guy's a douchebag or not, but he's at least good looking. So at least on that level, she rebounded well. So now everyone's, like, arriving at the house, and Sierra's like, do you know it's Friday the 13th? And Paige goes, oh, I don't love that. Poor, I mean, imagine if Jason Voorhees showed up at this place. He'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to kill myself. I came here to kill a bunch of you guys, but I think it would be better if I just did myself in.
And it's so Paige and Sierra, because Sierra's like, wait, if Andrea's not here, how are our bags going to get upstairs? Paige goes, Carl. And then they open the refrigerator, and it's disgusting because they left oysters and raw chicken in there. And Paige just goes, let's just act like we didn't see any of that. And they just pour wine and go out to the pool.
So, Carl shows up to her, and then he tells us it's an emotional week for him because it was the one-year anniversary of his brother dying. And he just talks about, like, how he's given his parents the gift of sobriety so they don't have to worry about him, which is very nice. And
it is, but they're just staring at him like, mm-hmm.
Can you bring our bags
gross
up?
Gross. Gift of sobriety. It sounds disgusting.
You know, they're pouring each other wine. And Paige is like, Sierra,
slow down with the wine.
Can you give us the gift of bringing our luggage upstairs? Thanks. So Carl's like,
hey. Hey, are you nervous or something? Like, what's going on?
I don't know why did I write that down? He just was saying that. And then
he goes, I think I know, because Austin. And he's like, well, anyway, I have a visitor too. And there's like definitely a connection with this visitor. There's like definitely a connection. And Paige asks if she drinks. And he's like, oh, actually, she doesn't drink a lot, which is like huge. That's huge. It's huge. Yeah. It's big.
Sierra's like, oh, yeah, I used to be like that.
I'll do you hang out here, all right? High five. You look great, by the way. You look great. Mm-hmm.
So then Luke is the one who's, like, attacking the fridge, and we just keep cutting back to him going, like, oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Wow.
It's like that lady we heard in the airport.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Cheese and crackers. This is bad.
Oh, who left this here? Oh, no.
Huh?
So everyone's gathering. That was Amanda, not Jill Snurian. Yeah. But she, now that I think about it. Okay, so Carl's like, how are you, sweet cheeks? And Lindsay and Danielle are driving up. And of course, they start honking. Lindsay starts honking. And Maya's like, that's Lindsay, I'm guessing. Carl's like, well, I think we're supposed to greet her. Let's greet her. Let's greet her. Paige goes, if you want to. Bye.
It's Friday the 13th. Ed, be careful. Yeah, and then, by the way, there was also a very important fight with Kyle and Amanda where he goes, traffic's getting bad again. What? That was the worst traffic we ever hit. What about Travis?
Shut the fuck up.
Like, wow, you guys are really, really on a great path for this wedding, having traffic arguments.
Didn't even bother. My fingers were like, no. They just stopped. They were like, we will not type this. So Lindsay's screaming that she's so excited that Austin's coming today. And Austin, they ask where he's staying. And Lindsay's like, I'm assuming my room. Dun, dun, dun.
And then since it's Friday the 13th, we hear. And it's Austin pulling up. Was that what Jason does? I actually never saw
that. That's the sound of his car.
What does Jason do? Doesn't he make a noise? Like, or no, is that just Carl?
The music.
There's something that Jason does. There's some noise, but since I don't watch horror movies.
I don't think he makes it, but the music is like,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's just Austin's lip or his tongue.
Yeah, his tongue just sticking out of his mouth. But it's active. It doesn't just stay out of his mouth. You know, it's not like Ryan on Real Housewives of Orange County where his tongue just sits dangles. There. Austin's not like that. His tongue comes out and then it kind of moves around. And then his lips keep moving like he's still saying sentences when he's like finishing the sentence.
Yeah.
Like a bad lip sync.
He was going to wear a hockey mask, but like it got in the way of the tongue. So he's like, listen, I just have to show everyone my face while I kill him.
Okay, so Luke, Carl, the guys are in the kitchen, basically. And Luke's like, whoa, the last time I saw you, Kyle, was it your birthday? Do not look in this fridge, okay? It's almost as disastrous as your fucking birthday. Whoa, that was bad. Oh, no. That's what I said, it's your birthday. Oh, no.
Oh, no. And Kyle is sort of talking to the girls and saying like, you know, like, oh, hey, I just want to address the elephant in the room, which is like that speech. And I just, you know, it feels good to get that stuff off my shoulders. I'm like not trying to make a thing out of it or whatever. And it's like, we're literally getting married in 2 months. Believe it or not, this is our relationship. We bicker, we fight, we get over it. We commit to party rentals. And if something bad, because if you got something bad to say about it at this point, you might as well just keep it to yourself. Because we have a lot of money invested and we don't want to hear it anymore.
And he's actually not talking to the girls. He's just telling us because the girls are out with Amanda. And Amanda's like, oh my God, you guys, of course Kyle's not mad at you. Like, I mean, he definitely realizes it was not the time and the place. And then Kyle's telling the guys, yeah, it felt really good to get things off my chest.
You're right. I'm sorry. I was like,
they have such a distorted view.
You're right. I was watching this at like 1 a.m. and like half falling asleep. I'm finished the rest this morning. So like some of my notes, I'm like, what happened again?
No, it's okay. I only corrected it because I thought it was so funny that Kyle
has
no idea that you know, he took nothing from that.
Exactly. He took it as like a moment where he's like, oh, that was great because I really got to share something. And they're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
So here's Austin. Hey, boy. Because Austin's got this, his voice, I mean, he's smoking a lot of cigarettes, clearly, right? So he's like, hey, boy, let's go. Come on. Hey, let's go, guys. Like, bro, hey, I got you a beer, bud. And then Austin goes up to Liz. Yeah. And she goes, what? Shut the fuck up. I'm like, Lindsay, you knew he was coming. Like, why are you acting surprised?
And then she runs and jumps on him and does that The Bachelor, like, crotch chip clip thing on his waist. Where she's like, and it's just awkward music as they're hugging and screaming and kissing. And he's brought her flowers. And
yeah. Yeah. It's like, happy birthday. So then Danielle's like, some of them are, like, the girls who decided not, some of the girls are sitting to the side. And Danielle is like, wait, Sierra, quick download. Like, what's going on? Like, Alex, Carl, Austin, I'm confused. She's like basically asking who Sierra's interested in. And Paige is like, okay, I'll tell you. Carl's bringing a girl. Alex, we don't give a fuck about. And Austin, well, that there it is. That's the download. She wants Austin.
I'm going inside. Bye. So she leaves. And Sierra and Austin have some alone time. And she's like, you look so tan. And he's like, my kneecaps are burnt. What do you put on your kneecaps? What do you put on yours? And she's like, like SPF 50? And he goes, wait, like you put on sunscreen?
That's insane right now. It's insane. And Sierra's like, yeah, black people can still get skin cancer, idiot. He's like, whoa, that's insane. So then we have a quick cut of Carl's like, hey, how do you want to do the corn on the cob? Oh, you know, just like put it right there in the husk. Oh, yeah. Right on. Yeah. Yeah. Put your husk on me, bro. Yeah.
So kitchens, but, you know, who cares? So Sierra and Austin are back to Sierra and Austin talking. She's like, are you excited for Lindsay's birthday? And he's like, yeah. I mean, I haven't had a chance to like talk to her yet. Bah. And she's like, well, you're staying in a room. Do you know that part? And he goes, what?
Yeah, she said it while we were sitting out there. And he goes, Andy told me he isn't coming right now. So he said, just take my room. I mean, there's an extra room, isn't there? That's insane right now what Andy has offered me. I swear to God, Ronnie, I like forgot how Austin calls Andrea Andy. And it literally drives me insane. Because for a moment I thought, maybe everyone calls him Andy. You know, the way people like Nicolas Cage's friends all call him like Nick Cage. But we haven't seen anyone all season call him Andy, except like maybe one passing reference. But everyone says Andrea. And so I just get the sense that no one calls him Andy. And Austin was just like, hey, you're going to be Andy. Because he did that on Winter House. And I don't know. For some reason, like, it really epitomizes everything about Austin. Like, he's just like, no, you might be called Andrea. I decided to give you a much more pedestrian Andy.
It's what I call good old-fashioned inferred closeness. So Sierra's like, well, I'm just going to tell you, you are not staying with Lindsay. And he goes, no, I'm not. She goes, no, you're not. And not to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you what to do. And then he has a kind of a face. He's just looking at her serious face. And she goes, what? And he's like, nothing. You're just really pretty when you're mad.
God,
he's so disgusting.
Like,
he's
awful.
So gross.
So awful. And then we have, we cut over to Paige saying, is it weird if I have a cookie while I pee? And Amanda's like, I've literally had breakfast on the toilet on a Zoom call. You know, Kyle's like, yeah, Amanda, we all saw that. It was really embarrassing.
While I burped. So, kitchen, Austin comes up to Lindsay and Danielle, and Danielle's watching, right? So, Danielle's just standing back there licking a lime like, oh, it's them. It's Austin and Lindsay.
Oh, I hope Lindsay's diarrhea doesn't come back right now.
So Austin's like, so we should go off and have a drink somewhere, like catch up or something. And she goes, okay, where's your stuff? And he's like, literally at the front door. Don't. And Danielle goes,
like the only person in the audience of an action movie, and she's totally invested.
And Austin's like, yeah, I talked to Andy and he said he's not coming until tomorrow. Yeah, I spoke to Andy. It's Andy. So then,
well, I kind of assumed that you would camp out in my room, but Andy.
And he's like, yeah, he was just like, it was insane. Just take my room and play it by ear. And she's like, yeah, okay. I mean, his room is like right on the other side. Like Lindsay says it in a way like, yeah, you can take that shitty small room or you can stay with me. And he's like, okay, well, can you just show me? So now she starts to give him like a little house tour.
Yes. And Sierra is on bed with the girls for girl talk on the bed. No. So she's saying, yeah, and I told Austin, you're not staying in her room, just so you know.
Oh, that's him right now. I can hear his tongue coming up the stairs. I think he's getting his tongue just past the first banister. It's officially a house tour. It's a house tour.
Yeah, and then like Lindsay's doing her own episode of House Hunter. She's like, okay, well, this is your bathroom, and it's not an ensuite, but this is Andrea's room, or Andy, I guess. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Okay, but then up here, like then here's my room. Like, what do you think about my room? It's big. It's got a California king, you know?
House one is really tiny, but it's at the price you like, and it's further from the center of Lindsay.
House two is a little bit above your budget, but it's close to my eggs.
And house number three, which is the one you picked, which is inside Lindsay. You win. You win, House Hunters.
Unfortunately, house number three is also a little bit of a fixer-upper, but we'll deal with that later.
Dun, 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 dun.
So then Austin lets...
It's just girls. A map of Lindsay's eggs. It's just like the House Hunters theme. You see a map come up and there's like a pin in like each different egg.
Like, which will they choose?
Which egg has the HOA fees? Does this egg come with a parking lot? I'm a little concerned. This egg is close to a busy road.
I'm really not loving the cabinet in this egg.
Wait a second. This egg has popcorn ceilings.
So later in the kitchen, Kyle gives everybody an update that he's made reservations for dinner. Amanda's like, are you giving another speech, Kyle? There's not enough people for me to push through to be dramatic enough to pull this off, Kyle.
Yeah, and is this the part where they're... Oh, yeah, Kyle says they have a reservation, and then Carl's like, y'all, that's great. Okay, well, I'm just going to walk over here. Oh, God! And Carl trips on a garbage bag, which, incidentally, is the same garbage bag that Hannah Burner left from last season. Like, oh, someone should probably put this away at some point.
Hannah Burner is actually making more effort to show back up at the house and put the garbage on the floor just so people can.
She's just dropping her garbage off as she goes to Des's house.
Right. And the reservations are for drinks, not dinner, because they're having dinner at home tonight. So upstairs, Sierra and Lindsay pass each other in the hallway and they look at each other but don't speak. And they just keep walking. It's like, dun, 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 egg hunters.
Egg hunters. And then Carl's like, yo, hey, guys, I'm really excited for you guys to meet Mackenzie. So I gave her the keys to my apartment. Yeah, it's kind of like a reversal of my whole, I'm taking it slow. I'm taking it fast this time. It's sort of weird. I'm just a little boy. I'm scared. Oh, it's crazy.
So Lindsay and Austin leave for dinner. And she's like, okay, bye, guys. I'm going with Austin to dinner.
And then another moment of Kyle and Amanda showing extreme love for each other. Amanda's like sort of putting on makeup, and he's like, hey, just checking in, we're trying to eat dinner soon. And she's like, okay, well, I've been talking to people and I'm like trying to do my makeup, Kyle, so that I can get dressed, so like shit happens and sometimes you're not ready, so I'll be right there, Kyle. Like, wow. Like,
but there's food. Well, shit happens, Kyle. Okay.
It's time for a commercial. It's.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it, yes. They sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever.
Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear.
The best part of all? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
It really is amazing just having a good quality piece, how much it changes your entire wardrobe. I got a really good looking coat there, and I got my dad a really good looking jacket.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/crappins for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/crappins. To get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/Crappins.
It's time for a Crappins commercial.
So they gather at the table, and Kyle, as if he didn't just hear the Lindsay air horn that just went off in the house, is like, where's Lindsay and Austin? Which I thought was funny. So then let's go to the dive bar that they say they're going to. This is not a dive bar. I want to go to this place. It looked good to me. But yeah. They go and they arrive arm in arm, you know, mm-hmm. And he's in like some kind of leopard print shirt because he's so fucking douchebag from Charlton. Or it's like cheetah print. It's just like small, like little dots all over his shirt. It's basically a shirt of confused ellipses leading you nowhere. Okay. Read the shirt.
Just all his spittle, just stained it. So then he's like, first off, 35 years old, you don't look a goddamn day over 29. You look fire. God, one thing that I cannot stand with Austin is how he always adds like goddamn or motherfucking to things. It's not like a vulgarity thing because we curse, but the way he does it, like he always like throws in that emphasis in a way that's supposed to be charming, and it drives me nuts.
Also, it's not charming to tell someone 29, okay? Everybody knows the magic number is you don't look a day over 28, right? Because that's when you start lying. You're like 28 forever, or 38, depending on your decade, you know?
Yeah.
You don't just say 29. It's almost, he's even a douche in his compliments.
He also aged her up from her egg age.
That's true. I mean, her eggs.
I'm 28 with my eggs. Did you not see? It's my 28th egg birthday.
The doctor even knew the correct lie age for the eggs.
Okay. He literally added, she just got those years taken off and he just added one on.
The host, Linda, of Egg Hunters is like, here we are with 28-year-old eggs. It's like even the eggs are like, yep, 28. We're all 28 here. All of us are 28 years old here.
So Lindsay's like, well, it's the Botox. And Austin goes, and your tits. It's the motherfucking first thing I looked at, too.
So they order shots and two tequila sodas on the side.
I know. So, and I also liked it when they ordered the shots and the tequila sodas, that like Austin's such a schmuck that Lindsay had to be the one to say, we're celebrating a birthday. Like, that's what Austin's supposed to say, but like, he clearly doesn't say, yeah, it's me. It's my
my birthday. I'm turning 28. But she does look a day over 29. Am I right, everyone? Stop that. Stop. 28.
We're going to need 29 candles on that cake. So Lindsay is also the person, everywhere she goes, she wants that fucking dessert and a song. Everywhere she goes, yep, on her birthday, you know. So she's saying that she's not going to let anyone affect her having her own hot hub summer. And he's like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, important to you. So, like, it's important to be selfish. And you're never selfish, Lindsay. You're never selfish. Lindsay is never selfish?
What part of how many sandwiches have you made me speaks of selflessness? And then the big twist. The big twist in the scene.
Hi, we'd like to order the matzo balls.
I was like, what? What's going on with this scene?
But tequila
shots
Hamptons.
Of matzo balls.
Yeah, but it's the Hamptons, so they call them matzo balls, which I like. We like the matzo balls and the steak bites medium rare. And she's like, well, you know, Austin, you don't like disappointing people. Really? Because he seemed to have a great fucking time doing it last time to both of you. To both you and Sierra. And this guy's such a pig. Have you read his Instagrams going off on people that are leaving comments? He's like, yeah, I can see why you're alone. Ugly!
Well, it's too bad he doesn't like disappointing people, because I'm sure his parents, who invested heavily in Trap Hop, have something else to say. So then he's like, I don't like disappointing people because it gets me in more trouble than it does if I just tell someone straight up. God, it's insane right now how much I hate disappointing people. Yeah, and by the way, he does not tell people anything.
Last time, straight up, the very last day.
That's what I was just about to say that. He literally did not say anything to Sierra last time. So,
but, you know, Sierra's back. It's like he did that. Then she went to visit him, and he's still doing the same shit, and she still wants Austin. So, like,
but you know what, though? Yeah. But this... So I'm wondering, because obviously Winter House and this were filmed before Winter House aired. So I wonder how much she knew going into this season, since Winter House hadn't aired yet.
Oh, like, I mean, how much she knew about the audience reaction?
Well, or also that Winter House aired? Well, that, but also that, like, Austin had been lying to her. Winter House aired in,
you're right,
in, like,
yeah,
November.
Right before this.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so
a really important back with the game. To get the bottom of. So many pressing questions this show has for us. Did Sierra know about Austin on Winter House?
But even if she didn't know, basically with what he did with her, with the whole, like, pretending he was so into it, and what are we going to do after this, and all of that stuff, and then the last day being like, I just have to be just friends, because, like, I'm stoned over my ex, or whatever he did at the end of that.
Also his personality.
So, also his shirts. And his tongue.
Also his everything.
Everything about him. So back with the gang. So Luke's like, so Austin came in for Lindsay's birthday, correct? And they're like, yep. And Danielle said, yeah, well, I mean, she invited him, but yeah, I mean, he came. So that's something. I thought that was an odd thing to put in there like that. Like, well, he didn't just show up as a surprise, you know. Like, Lindsay's still making, she invited him. She sent him a plane ticket and a rental car. So, but yeah, he's here. I mean, he did come. So,
yeah. And Luke is like, so are you, like, dating? Are you guys, like, a thing or something like that? Like, should I be saying, oh, no? Or should I be saying, like, oh, no? She's like, no, it's not a thing.
She's like, well, I get it. It's, like, her birthday, and I'm, like, expecting him to spend time with her, but, like, he is not sleeping in her bed. I will tell you guys that right now. And he's like, why are you dating? She's like, no, we're not dating. And Amanda says, yeah, but, like, maybe the conversation they had, like, maybe have alluded to it maybe being, like, uncomfortable.
He's like, so why does it matter if he stays in Lindsay's bed? Like, does it? And Sierra's like, yeah, that's not happening. He's like, but why? Because I said so. And Amanda says that thing about the conversations. And Luke is like, well, was it, like, not uncomfortable when I was on vacation in Vermont and Sierra was hooking up with Austin? So I was like, oh, look at Luke. Luke is suddenly, like, risen from the dead, and, like, from sort of singing songs on his guitar to getting a little messy here.
He's got the anger of someone who just cleaned oyster and raw chicken smell out of a fridge.
Okay. Before getting to make a fire.
Right. So he's like, you know, I mean, going into this winter, it wasn't an issue for you that you were hooking up with Austin right in front of me. I mean, it would have been nice if you had treated me, maybe. And she's like, do not act like you are such a victim, Luke. And he's like, well, point is, you know, I'm a fuckboy and all these things. But when you're having fun with this guy who's having fun with whoever he wants and doing all these things, like, it's totally fine. I mean, it's just a double standard, which is totally true. I mean, the way they jumped on Luke last season... Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the difference would be that she said, no, I don't want to be with you. And he's like, but here's some flowers. So I guess it's not really the same thing.
It's not quite the same, but it's still a fun point to make, because anything to sort of like, you know, sort of destroy that potential with Austin.
The point that stands is that they're calling him a fuckboy, but Austin is obviously a fuckboy and no one seems to care. Like, it's fine with him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, but the big difference, like you said, is that Sierra wasn't into Luke anymore, but Sierra wants Austin, and so she's just like, I don't know why she would choose Austin over Luke. It doesn't make any sense to me. But Paige is like, so Paige is like, oh my god, boys don't have a lot of double standards. You can live with that one. Yeah. So she's sort of shading him, and Luke is like, you know what? Last summer, Sierra treated me poorly. Poorly, and yet Austin is doing what he wants, and she continues to be involved with him 100,000%. She's a hypocrite. Whatever.
So then Austin and Lindsay back at their date. So he's talking like, you know, I'm like trying to like gauge like Sierra. Like, I just want to have fun, you know, like tomorrow at your party, like, if I have fun, is it going to be viewed as like me like rubbing something in her face? Like, is it rude? This motherfucker, okay? Mm-hmm. So he's opening it with, I came here to make out and fuck you all weekend.
Yes.
Is that going to get me in trouble with Sierra? That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly. And then Lindsay, of course, is happy to undermine Sierra and be like,
Sierra's been into Carl and into Alex, so I think you're off the hook there.
Sierra's not been into Alex. Sierra made out with Alex during a game and was like, oh, he's a good kisser. Huh. Maybe I should think about that. But like, honestly, I think that basically the producers have prodded her into asking about Alex to people. I have not seen anything that indicates that Sierra has any passing interest in Alex whatsoever.
Well, Sierra has tried to be interested in other people. She hasn't been, but, you know, they're not boyfriend and girlfriend, okay? They do not have any labels, and that's what you get. Yeah. So Austin is like, well, she said I was absolutely not allowed to stay in your room this weekend. So now he's going to start the fight.
Yeah, he's going to throw Sierra under the bus. Yeah, that's exactly what he just did. He's going to start the fight between the women.
And of course, like, she's like, what? A fucking in the girl.
If Sierra is intimidated by my friendship and my eggs with Austin, that's her problem. I'm certainly not walking on eggshells around a girl who's known my best friend for a handful of months. It's like my motherfucking birthday, okay? I'm the new Stassi now. I am.
And I love that she just keeps saying she's not going to walk on eggshells around anyone. It's like just eggs are in her head now, you know?
They're not going to get eggs out.
Yeah. So she's like, you do not get instructions from other people on how you should act in my room. And he's like, babe, do you think anyone's going to tell me how to act or what?
Meanwhile, cut to Madison, be like, Austin, come over. Okay, I'll be right there. So now everyone's getting dressed to go out and everything. And Danielle's on the phone with Robert. He's got a new gig in Montauk, so she gets to see him more, which is exciting for her. And we learn that Craig is going to be coming into town on Thursday. And Amanda's like, I've always liked Craig more. And Paige is like, of course, of course. So then, you know, everyone's
your
just like,
off. I mean, of course you did. Your picker's off. Okay. There isn't, like, how could you? So then, they go to the club. Now they're at the club. And they, Amanda, happening. Who just proves that she shouldn't be here, is like, we'll have 5 espresso martinis. This is not your channel. Okay. You need to find another channel, ma'am. I will suggest ABC.
Yeah. And Lindsay and Austin join the group. And like Lindsay hugs Carl and they like fall on the ground. He's like, whoa, that's a big night for me falling on the ground. Whoa, that's pretty big. That's crazy. And then Amanda goes up to Austin and is like, did you see her already? Meaning like Sierra, because he's like hasn't said hi to Sierra. And he goes, who? She goes, Sierra, the girl who's like standing up and has her arms out trying to hug you right now. He's like, oh, you mean this little minx? She's insane right now, this little minx. And she's like, minx? Yeah, you little Jezebel. I'm like, you're so disgusting. Please stop.
He really is. He's disgusting and then adds in a Bible reference to it.
Or a Sade reference, whichever way you want to put it.
Or Elizabeth Taylor, or whoever. Was Elizabeth Taylor Jezebel? Or a
former entity of Gawker Media. You know, whatever.
So, yeah. So Lindsay's wasted and mad, and she's just tackled Carl to the ground, you know. But now her mood is just like... So Sierra and Austin are like hugging and kissing and doing that long, long hug. And he's like grabbing her ass. And Lindsay's like, I do not understand what's going on with them. Yeah, Jezebel. Yeah, ass cheek waving. Can someone explain to me what the fuck is going on right now? For fuck's sake, let's go home.
Also, Austin tells Sierra, you look like goddamn Celine Dion.
Wow.
She goes, out of all people to say, he says Celine Dion. Like, where did that go? At this point, I think Austin just has like lines in his back pocket. He just applies to anyone regardless of who they are.
Celine Dion.
Did you see them say that?
No.
Like, there's, I don't look at Sierra and think Celine Dion. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm just going to put it out there. Maybe I'm crazy.
Literally nobody does.
And the fact that he said, goddamn Celine Dion. You look like, goddamn Celine Dion. Does that mean that Austin has a Celine Dion thing then?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with stupid fucking Austin. I can't believe he hasn't said 5,000 more ignorant things than he has, you know? So everybody gets home and Lindsay's wasted, of course, trying to find more things to drink. And Luke, we just get a scene of Luke in his room taking off the little square pillows from the bed. And he's like, these pillows suck. I was like, whoa, that conversation really hurt Luke. This is a lot for Luke.
Yeah, I said that I have a note in here from last night when I was still like half awake. And I wrote, Luke, anger drinking beer. I don't remember what that was. Because I was like half asleep, but it seems to fit here with the square pillow moment that he was anger drinking.
He is very upset. I mean, that was some pillow anger. So Paige calls Craig and she's like, we went to Salem and Sale. He's like, did you meet me, boys?
No, you said you didn't want to know. So like, no, Craig, obviously I didn't. Okay. I mean, I'm not some loser who's like, gonna be all exclusive with you or anything, but no, I didn't meet any guys. No.
So in the kitchen, Austin and Lindsay, Kyle and Sierra. So Lindsay is like hugging Kyle, you know, because now she's gonna get her turn to like come. Oh, I'm so sorry. She's just like hugging Kyle deeply. So she's like,
I am a 35-year-old with eggs of a 28-year-old partying to throw tomorrow. So I'm gonna go to bed.
And that's not like a Watch or Crappens like joke on what she really said. She actually said that. She literally said, I'm a 35-year-old with a 28-year-old ex at their birthday party tomorrow.
Yeah.
But Lindsay's like mad. She's still mad about the Sierra thing. So she goes into her room and she's like, idiots, all of them, idiots. And then Sierra, meanwhile, is hanging out with Austin in Andrea's room. And Austin's like, yeah, Andy's like my best friend. I'm like, really? Because you're not calling him by his name. You're calling him Andy. And no one else does that, Austin.
And she's like, gross. You're going to get into his bed with your smelly, dirty ass. He's like, but it's Andy. So then later, Paige and Maya, who are the cutest couple, because they're going to sleep together tonight. And when they're getting in bed, Paige goes, do you have a side? And Maya's like, that is so thoughtful. So they go down to get a snack together, and Kyle comes into the kitchen with a blanket over his head, and he's like, hey. And Paige goes,
it's not an invisibility cloak, Kyle. Okay, we can see you.
And Luke, meanwhile, like, now the spirit has reached him, and he's like, he's now like, he's got his guitar, and he's like, oh, The acoustics in this fucking room are insane. And he just starts strumming his guitar just throughout the kitchen, like getting ready to do the Coyote song.
Then Paige and Maya go to bed, and she's like, did you just put a piece of banana bread in your bra? Because I know how you guys get down up here. Like, no, I didn't.
I'm not some loser.
And Sierra and Austin are still in bed. And now she's like stretching his leg over, you know, like doing a sexy stretch for him.
Sexy goes, physical therapy.
I want to eat you from front to back. I want to eat you from front to back.
At which point the entire Bravo audience just went.
And she's like, are you being serious right now, Austin? He's like, take it off. Please, just take it off. She's like, on camera? He's like, yeah. And then they look at the camera and start laughing. And she's like, yeah, no. No, I'm not going to do that. She's not going to do that.
Good for you. Yeah. I was very concerned. Because we've seen this clip a lot of times. I think in the trailer or coming ups, whatever. And I want to eat you from the front to back. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm, like, dreading this moment. And so glad that Sierra stepped away.
Well, what happened to just putting something on the camera? Hello? Yeah, noobs.
That's a classic.
You two are too new. Yeah, the classic move. Put something over the camera. So Amanda is standing by her bed in the morning, and she's like, Kyle, why is there a blanket on the floor? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know, Kyle?
He's like, oh, it's not like I walked in with it, which is literally what he did. So then, and Amanda's like, it crawled on its own, Kyle. And now they're all like setting up for the big Lindsay birthday party and everything. And Kyle sees Austin and he's like, hey, wow, there's so many business hours. Where'd you sleep last night? And Austin's like, oh, in Andy's. Literally going to go mad. Every single time he says it, I'm going to just lose my mind.
And no matter how shit-faced Lindsay gets, she can always wake up like, okay, time to put together the birthday party. Like, she's always chipper, you know? Like, it's like ready to wake up and get shit done. It's like for a mom party on a Saturday.
You but know? Especially if it's her party, she's like ready
to go. Yeah, but
to
always.
Go.
Like, Lindsay doesn't wake up that much, like, not willing to help or just stay in bed. You know, she's always like, okay, kids, what are we doing today?
I've really come to appreciate over the years Lindsay's, like, you're right, that sort of that pool of energy and that just doesn't seem to ever deplete. That, like, that let the same energy that has her waking up after getting wasted and then that can have her getting shots with her matzo balls and just dealing with douchebag after douchebag. And she's just, like, unflappable. And, you know, I used to be a real Lindsay hater back in the day, and I've really come around to appreciating, you know, that she is something of a superwoman on this show.
Yeah, you gotta love Lindsay. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So she's telling everybody about her party. She's like, the theme is a fairy tale, but it's like twisted fairy tale. So over there are like make your own sandwich bar. First of all, I don't know what fairy tale that is.
Just like Cinderella. Don't you remember Cinderella had to make her own sandwich before she could go to the ball? I think that's how it went, right?
Lindsay's like having you separate your own rice to make. So I don't know what fairy tale that's from, but I do see some personal growth here that Lindsay is actually celebrating making your own fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
So you get a woo from me, because I mean, I think that's pretty amazing.
Well, we all remember in Rapunzel, she had to let down 10 foot long from her head, right?
Remember when that lady put those children in the oven just to make them toasted Quiznos?
Don't you remember in Hansel and Gretel, they left a trail of Subway wraps, right? Yeah.
So she's like, oh, and over here, I want to go to Mexico. So, like, I have a tequila drop coming. And this over here is like the club. It's going to be like the one night stand club.
And then a balloon arch. She says, that represents all the eggs inside of me. Wow. Look how young this balloon arch looks. Wow.
The only shock here was that Austin didn't come out and they just all popped. So I'm like a savage. And that song leads to Luke reading instructions on how to put a tent together. And he's like, connect poles
With tip. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, I love when Luke builds things, like his little table he built last year that was like on a diagonal. So Austin has this really, he starts flirting with Sierra and he has something so interesting to say. He goes, "You should have seen me this morning when I woke up. I was like, what happened?" Great, Austin.
So Andrea comes with a gift for Lindsay. It's from him and Alex. And she's like, you know, Lindsay. And then Carl and Paige are setting up a cake table and she's talking about how she's excited to meet this girl. And Carl's so nervous that he breaks one of the fairies on the table, which he's very lucky that Lindsay wasn't anywhere near.
You know? Well, sure, I just broke it. Well, sorry, cherub. And Paige is like, well, it's actually good that you might be a little nervous because that means you actually like her. And oh, you know how you know you'll really like her? If you guys get into a fight about being exclusive like two losers, that's how you really know.
So here comes Mackenzie arriving with white flowers. Ooh. So Austin, Sierra's sitting on the couch and Austin's like, this is the most typical scene I've ever seen in my life. All the girls are doing the work and Sierra's just sitting on the couch like Celine Dion.
Whoa, this is so typical Sierra. Like, it's all coming back to me right now. You're so Celine.
Near or far, you're always Celine. So Carl goes to get Mackenzie and bring her inside. And Sierra and Austin are watching on the side of the living room. And Mackenzie does this. First of all, the way she talks and like draws everything together. Like, I don't know if it's like her teeth veneers or like TV. I don't know what it is, but it's really funny. And she does everything bossy, but in question form. Like, should we go upstairs first? She's like, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, let's go upstairs first. Okay. Should I like get my bag to come up the stairs? Okay.
That's, you know, that's so accurately Mackenzie. Like, you've only seen that one clip of her on Love Island, but that's exactly her to a T. Just like clenched teeth, bossy with question marks. That is 100% her. And actually, I get the sense that she really wants to partake in the party more than she's letting on. You know, I think she's trying to be nice for Carl, but I think she wants to party like crazy with everyone else.
Yes, because she seems like she doesn't know what to do, not partying.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So Austin and Sierra still watching. He's like, oh my God, I got her flowers. And she's like, you didn't get me anything. Oh, because he says, I didn't get Lindsay flowers. And she goes, you didn't get me flowers either. He's like, it's not your birthday.
I can't stand his like neg flirting. I'm a broken record. Like, I'm literally not standing anything about Austin. Is it shocking? I'm like, I can't stand his shoes either. But so then then we go back up to Carl. Like, hey, Mackenzie. Give me a hug. And she's like,
but should we go downstairs to see everybody?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Everyone's getting ready for the party. We should do that. That's a good idea, Mackenzie. Good idea. Good note.
Can I get a hug first?
Oh my God. I hate when people ask me questions.
You want to put your weight on me? No. So then Austin and Kyle have to go to the liquor store. So they're gonna get in the car and everything, and they're driving along, and the mullet for some reason is in the car. So Austin's like, puts on the mullet. He's like, oh, this is crazy. And Kyle's like, yeah, I feel the most myself when I'm wearing my mullet and everything. And Kyle is wearing like a tank top that says Kyle on it. It sort of almost looks like Monster Energy drink, but it says Kyle instead. And Austin,
yeah, it's like dripping down and melting because it's really saying Kyle.
That's so true. It's Amanda font melting off slowly, oozing.
Yeah.
So Austin's like, your shirt is incredible. And you think like, okay, like what? This can't possibly reveal more toxicity in the relationship between Kyle and Amanda. And he's like, yeah, well, I've had this shirt for a month and she wouldn't even let me wear it. She's like, it's too much, Kyle. And I'm like, dude, you didn't even know you're dating? I'm like, damn, not even you can't even talk about a tank top with these two.
He's like, yeah, I really want to fuck the car every time I come outside, but God, that story really turned it off.
But you know what? Like, my wedding's in 41 days. Did you get me your invite? Because, like, listen, like, I know, you know how many friends I have that got married with, like, 10 friends during the pandemic? Like, I mean, I admire their budget, but, like, we waited. So we want, like, a party. Like, we're going to celebrate, okay? I mean, I've even had investors ask me about it, and they're like, have you discussed a prenup yet? And I'm like, no, because, like, you know, I don't want Amanda or her family to, like, worry about it. I have signed a contract with her parents already, so it's like, how many contracts can one person have? You know what I mean? It's like 1-800-CONTRACTS. Oh my God, it's new business.
And Kyle's like, it's almost like a dark cloud on what should be a sunny day. I'm like, how many dark clouds? There's so many dark cloud issues happening. Like, what's one more? What's one more?
It is kind of an awkward conversation to have now, you idiot. But I can see how it would have been awkward, too, when you're $4 million in debt, to be like, I want a prenup.
I get to keep the Kyle tank top. So, and then meanwhile, Carl's like, hey, so, Mackenzie, I was actually a little anxious waiting for you. I'm just a little boy. I'm a cute little boy. I have a kindergarten crush. She's like, oh my God, you were? I'm sorry. You need a hug?
Yeah, I always need hugs. Yeah, I'll just lie down here and receive your weight. Oh yeah, put it on me. Yeah.
So this, after Carl has this scene with Austin about prenups, the song as they return to the house is,
when we gonna spend this money?
Like, okay, you guys. That's okay, funny. Okay, Trixie, calm it down over there. So now everybody's getting ready for the party, and Twisted Fairy Tale mostly means Alice in Wonderland, I guess, to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you for
so everyone's for Alice in Wonderland, you know, like Mackenzie is Alice and Carl is a prince and Danielle is also Alice and Austin is with Lindsay as she gets her outfit on, which is a string bikini top with butterflies over her nipples. And he's like, wow, Lindsay, yeah, butterflies on your nipples. God damn it. Fuck. God damn it. I fucking love that.
Yeah. And Luke, by the way, is like Johnny Depp Mad Hatter, which is a strange look on Luke, I'm not going to lie. It's a strange look on Johnny Depp. It's a strange look on really everyone. But
well, and he's got those contacts. You know, it's the white contacts over his eyes. Really.
Yeah.
You're still hot. Come to me. Come to me. I'll never leave oysters in the refrigerator.
And and Andrea is like still trying to work Paige. And he's like, oh, you look really good, really good. And he kisses her on the head. But now she's officially not into him. And he's like picking up on the energy. And he's like becoming like sad, gorgeous man, you know, sort of like wilting away into the corner.
Yeah. And in a costume party of wacky costumes, Kyle's got to be the wackiest. So he's in one of those pink blow up dinosaur, like Barney costumes. Is that what he is?
It's like a pink it's like a pink dragon. It's sort of like Brony adjacent, you know?
Yeah. So Lindsay gives an announcement to everybody who's gathered. And she's like, everyone, lungs are so good.
She goes,
my eggs are in their prime. It's hot hub summer. Let's go.
Yep. So they all do shots. And Austin and Sierra are like doing shots because she's taking her first. He's like, seriously, I'm on my like 90th shot right now. Like, come on. Oh my God, that bikini, that just works on you. Yeah, green. That just works on you.
Yeah. And he puts a wig on Sierra, like this blonde wig, and goes, oh my God, I would still absolutely touch you. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous right now. God, I never thought you could be hotter than Celine. But whoa. Wow. Wow.
These two allowing this pig to just go from one to the other and one to the other acting like that. What has happened to this show? This show used to be women kicking men's at like douchebags' asses. Well, except Amanda, I guess, who does kick his ass, but she's still marrying him. But this is not the show that Hub House built, okay? This is getting sad.
Yeah. Well, it's... I'm just befuddled. Why... I don't understand the Austin thing. I really, really don't. So, then Carl is hanging out with Mackenzie. Mackenzie's she's doing that thing, her arms are crossed because she's like so bored, and she keeps sort of like looking to the left and the right to see all the fun that she could be having. And he's like, hey, Look at this guy. Look at Kyle over there. He cracks me up. He's literally one of my favorite people of all time. Can you believe that? Like, he's like my best friend of my boss. Like, it's crazy right now. It's like, whoa, I'm talking like Austin all of a sudden. It's insane right now. Hey, that's pretty fun. It's cool.
Cutting back to Kyle dancing in his pink dinosaur outfit. And Mackenzie goes, yeah, I just can't believe that Amanda's gonna, like, be with that forever.
Well, and then, now there's, like, a brand new storyline that comes up, which is that Danielle has decided that she's going to find a guy for Maya, but she hasn't actually told Maya that she's setting Maya up. So she's invited this guy, Oliver, to come to the house. So Oliver has just arrived, and we see Oliver, but at first I thought Oliver was someone else, because when we meet Oliver, there's actually, like, two guys in the frame, and the guy that I thought was supposed to be Oliver was this, like... this guy who's the douchiest looking guy with sunglasses on the tip of his nose. And I just got so scared. I was like, Danielle, this is so mean to do to Maya. But then it turns out that the real Oliver was, like, very cute. And, you know, and a better choice.
He is cute. And we have no
I guess
idea
I don't really have much to say about that.
Yeah. When you were describing the guy, I was trying to think of who it was. And I was like, that describes this entire cast.
I know. Like,
so
they all
really
kind of
don't know.
Do that.
So Carl, back to Carl and Mackenzie, he's like, I've shed my teeth. And she goes, no, you don't. Well, you do need a breath mint. I'm not going to lie to you. And then they kiss.
Yeah. Well, I did just eat a sandwich. Oh. You know, the sandwich station over there. Oh.
So then now there's more dancing. Austin's dancing with Lindsay. It's very awkward. And Sierra's getting into a huff. She's like, this whole Lindsay-Austin thing is annoying. Like, I just like him. No, I don't want to sleep in your bed. You should get that. Oh, I just like him. I'm like... honestly, this guy is such a fuckboy, and you're getting mad that he's doing his fuckboy thing. Have higher standards. Have higher standards, Sierra.
Yeah, and he's over there, like, kissing Lindsay, and she's doing the crotch chip clip hug thing on him again, and she's just watching, you know, all mad. So then Amanda's, of course, like, Kyle, have some water. You're going to pass out. So then over back with Maya and Sierra, Sierra's like, there is a guy here. And Maya goes, yeah, the guy with arms. And she says, what's his name? I don't know. I just saw arms.
Maybe it's Oliver. Hey, let's go find him. So Sierra, they go over to Oliver, and it's like, I'm getting excited. Like, ooh, let's see how this works out. Let's see all this, like, huge chemistry. And it's like, you want to do a shot? Yeah, I'll do a shot. Cool. Fireball or tequila? Yeah, tequila. Okay, cool. You want to do another shot? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, Danielle's kind of forcing shots on everybody. And Maya's just, I don't think Maya's like a hookup at a party kind of person, you know? Like, she pretends she's passing by him. She's like, oh, hi. It's like, yeah, I'm Oliver. She's like, oh, yeah, okay. Shots? I mean, okay. I mean, I guess. This is just not for her. This is not her scene.
It's not her scene. I think that she would hook up at a party, but not a summer house party. I think she honestly looks at everyone at these parties like they're a bunch of douchebags. I think she's sort of, this is not her vibe in terms of the parties. I think the people in the house might be her vibe, but, like, I don't think she wants this. And I also feel like she's the type that wouldn't want to have, like, a matchmaking ambush put upon her.
Yeah. So then Andrea and Paige are next to each other, and it's awkward because she's decided to stop using him before he's decided to stop using her, which is, you know, an awkward place
to
be.
Good way to put it.
So he's like, hey, beautiful. And she's like, I feel like you're not acting like yourself. I mean, you haven't called me tiny or, you know, like, little, or, you know, you haven't offered me a high chair yet. So, like, it just feels weird. It feels weird.
He's like, no, I feel like I'm acting like myself, but you're not. You're suddenly tall and normal human size. That's not right, Paige. That's not right.
It's my birthday.
Lindsay just, like, getting excited, and then Andrea and Luke are FaceTiming someone named Gabby, and they're like, hi,
Gabby from the show, from Winter House.
Oh, I feel bad. I was like, that sounds familiar, but I couldn't place it. Oh.
Yeah. Gabby. So Lindsay is making out with Austin now, you know, and she's like, I just kissed everyone on the lips, and just so you know, you're not special. And then she straddles him, and then they just start, like, deep making out. And they make it look like Andrea is taking a video of them, and it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, and it's basically like Austin at the end going, I love you. And she's like,
I love you too.
And it's like, oh no. Love
and
triangle.
And then we get the still to come this season thing, which I found super interesting. It looks really good. But yeah. I found it interesting that now they've added more to this fight because they make it look in the first preview that Sierra throws a glass and breaks it on Danielle's chest, which she does. But then they add Danielle throwing a glass back at her. So I guess they're trying to like, was that always in there? Because it seemed like new to me. It seems like they're maybe trying to even the internet hate.
Yeah.
A little bit or something.
And it still surprises me that that's not the climax of the trailer. Unless I really hope, I don't think it is, but I really hope it's not some weird like fake fight that is like part of like some murder mystery night or something, you know? But it looks like it's a real fight, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, it's over Austin. To find out. People yeah. fighting over Austin. It's like the time I here in Texas, you know, I'm not used to vultures. Well, when I first got here, I'm not used to vultures. And I saw a group of vultures around an armadillo, just like picking the guts out of an armadillo. It was so disgusting. And I thought, an armadillo? I'm like, that's all you guys have? There's so much here, and you're fighting over armadillo meat? And that's what this episode was like to me.
You know what's so funny? I was going to make a analogy to crows fighting over roadkill. So there's something very roadkilly about it all. And
it is.
You just,
yeah, it's
you know, birds aim higher. You literally can aim higher. You're like the species that
aim
can
higher,
aim higher.
Birds.
do better for yourself, okay? You don't have to do an Austin armadillo.
Well, that brings us to the end of Sommerhausen. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us. We will be back tomorrow with more recaps, you know. Don't forget to go get your live show tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com. And thanks to everybody who's already got tickets. Can't wait to see you next week. We are going to be I don't want to mess it up again. Okay, Philadelphia, we're going to be doing Real Housewives of New Jersey, Washington, D.C., OC, and in Pittsburgh, next episode of Summer House. So just know that the next episode of Summer House is going to be coming out crazy late, but we really want to do it live. So yeah. We will see you there. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin. Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery. This is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.